CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text on the RSGB's own website. Good morning, it's Sunday the 28th of February 2016. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB UK bid for YOTA 2017. Special Scout Centenary call signs, latest ISS contact announced. The IARU has run a Youngsters on the Air International summer camp every year since 2011. It's been hosted in Romania, Belgium, Netherlands, Estonia, Finland, Italy and Austria. The RSGB board has agreed to submit a bid to host the 2017 YOTA summer camp in the UK. If successful, this will see young members from countries within Region 1 coming together for a week-long programme of amateur radio-related activities. Ofcom has announced that it will release so-called special call signs to support the Scout Centenary celebrations. These call signs will be prefixed GB100, GB100 and GB100. And we'll have up to 8 characters in total. An example might be GB100CSD. These call signs will be available for special events by Cub Scout District and higher level groups and must be endorsed by the District Commissioner or equivalent for higher level groups. Ofcom has further clarified that events at the level of individual Cub Scout groups will continue to be limited to normal special event call signs. The date of the next ISS school contact has been confirmed by NASA. On Saturday the 5th of March, students from Powys Combined Schools will get their chance to speak to Tim Peake as he flies overhead. The pass is around 10:55 in the morning. Amateurs all over Northern Europe will be able to listen to the downlink live on 145.8 MHz. A 2-metre handheld radio outdoors is adequate to hear much of his transmission using only a rubber duck antenna. Financial institutions are starting to see radio as a higher speed alternative to fibre optic networks. Making deals faster than others can bring huge benefits to traders, and every microsecond counts. A recent article in The Times reveals that a financial services consortium is seeking permission to build a 1,000-foot mast in Kent. The purpose is to carry data traffic to the continent via radio, fractionally more quick than other methods. The mast is just a mile from a similar height mast proposed by a rival company last year. Recently, Norman Pascoe, G4USB, became Silent Key. He was one of the founders of International Marconi Day and the yearly organiser. This year's event will go ahead as planned, and the Cornish Amateur Radio Club expects to keep it running for many years to come. Unfortunately, an online attack has taken down the International Marconi Day website. If you've already registered for IMD 2016, you need not take any further action. For new registrations or to find out more, please email the Cub via crac.imd@gmail.com. Interference from VDSL, a very high bitrate digital subscriber line technology used for superfast broadband to the home, is an increasing concern to amateurs. This problem and other EMC-related matters will be the subject of discussions between the RSGB and Ofcom at meetings in March 2016. Papers are now available for the April IARU Region 1 interim meeting. Proposals cover a wide range of HF, VHF, microwave and EMC matters. These include band plans, contest rules and interference issues. Comments from UK amateurs are invited via the RSGB Consultations Forum, which includes guidance and links to the papers. Comments are also invited on a separate consultation regarding the future of UK 5 MHz beacons. These must be received before the end of March. Information on both items at http://forums.rsgb.org. The latest version of the RSGB band plans were published in the March edition of Radcom. For reasons of space, the usual quite small print was used. Band plans are also available in a variety of formats on the RSGB website, which can be viewed at much larger sizes if required. To find them, go to the rsgb.org website, select Operating and then Band Plans, and there you'll find additional information such as a detailed look at the changes made this year. 70cm Beacon GB3LEU has been suffering from frequency stability abnormalities, or anomalies even. It was switched off shortly after noon on the 23rd of February and will remain off the air whilst the issues are sorted. Progress reports will be issued online at www.leicestershirerepeatergroup.org.uk. A new volunteer QSL sub-manager has been appointed for the G1 and G2 series of call signs. Colin Tuckley, GTMV, replaces long-time volunteer Anthony Noel, who died suddenly shortly before Christmas. Unfortunately, we've been unable to recover members' collection envelopes from Anthony's estate. G1 and G2 call holders are advised to send replacement envelopes to the new manager as soon as possible. Please remember that all collection envelopes must have the relevant call sign and unique membership number in the top left corner. Now for details of rallies and events, the Bratz Raynham Radio Rally takes place today, 28th, at Raynham School for Girls, Derwent Way, Raynham, Gillingham in Kent, ME80BX. Doors open 9:30 or 10 o'clock and there will be talk-in stations. There will be trade stands, special interest groups and catering on site. More details from Trevor 07717 678795 or online www.bratz-qth.org. Also today, the Pencoed Amateur Radio Club tabletop sale takes place at the Pencoed Rugby Football Club, the Verlands, Philindra Road, Pencoed, Charlie Fox 35, 5PB, doors open 9:30. £2 to get in, hot food available in the morning at lunchtime, hot and cold drinks available from the bar. More at www.mw0prg.co.uk/events.uk. Next Saturday, the Lagan Valley ARS Annual Rally takes place at Hillsborough Village Centre, 7 Ballynahinch Road. I'm sorry, that can't be right. Ballynahinch Road, Hillsborough, BT's 266AR. The only other information we have has been given. Is that the doors open at 11 a.m. Next Sunday, the Exeter Radio and Electronics Rally takes place at America Hall de la Rue Way, Pinhoe in Exeter, EX48PW, doors open 10:30, 10:15 for disabled visitors and anyone booking items into the bring and buy. £2 to get in, usual range of traders, catering available. Details from Pete G3ZVI, 07741983374, or email g3zvi@yahoo.co.uk. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom or the website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for DX News, compiled from the 425 DX News and other sources, VK5 MAV and VK5 CE will be activating Break C IOTA reference OC243 from the 29th of Feb to the 4th of March, QSL via Club Log, OQRS, Direct and Bureau. DK2AM, MDL6, JGN, GM4, FDM and PA3 EWP will be on the island of Nuku Iwa, OC027 from the 3rd of March to the 15th, activity 40 to 10 metres CWSSB and RITI, QSL DK2AMM. Majuro OC029 will be on the air, put on the air by AH60Y from the 1st to the 7th of March, probably with V73I call sign, QSL Direct or Bureau. UA1QV will activate Col Guev EU085 from the 5th to the 16th of March using RI1PA. Activity will be on all bands, QSL Home Call Direct or Bureau. A group of 10 operators will be on the air as DA0HEL from Helgoland EU127 from the 5th to the 13th of March. Activity all bands, possibly up to 2 metres, SSB, CW, RITI, PSK and JT65. QSL Director via the Bureau, DF6QC. Operating from the lowest point of the Earth's surface, 429 metres below sea level, 4X429DS will be on the air from the shores of the Dead Sea, on all bands and modes from the 3rd to the 6th of March, QSL N4GNR. Special event news, Llanelli ARS will be putting GB4SDD on the air. on Tuesday from 10:30 a.m. to mark St. David's Day. R84PAR will be on the air from the 1st to the 21st of March, celebrating 85 years of Russian polar aircraft, QSL RZ5D, direct or via the Bureau, marking 70 years since Winston Churchill's speech that coined the phrase Iron Curtain. W0C will be on the air from the 4th to the 7th of March, sponsored by Callaway Amateur Radio League, LLC. The special event will be operating at or near 14.275/14.070/7225 and 7.070 MHz. St. Patrick's Day on the 17th of March sees the third year of the annual St. Patrick's Day Award. The sole aim of this one-day award is to enjoy the festivities and connect with other stations across the world. To find out more or to register, http://stpatrickaward.webs.com. Contest news. The French RAF contest concludes tonight at 1800 UTC using SSB 3.5 to 28 megs. Contest bands. The exchange is RS and serial number. French stations also send their département number or overseas prefix. CQ Worldwide's 160-metre DX contest concludes tonight at 2200 UTC, having started on Friday using SSB 1.8 megs bands. The exchange is RS plus CQ zone. US stations will send their state and Canadians their province. The first 70 megs cumulative runs from 1000 UTC to 1200 UTC today on the 4-meter band. Using all modes, the exchange is RST, serial number and locator. Wednesday, the UK EICC 80-meter SSB contest takes place 2000 hours to 2100 UTC using SSB only, 3.5 megs band. The exchange is your 4-character locator. Next weekend sees the ARRL International DX contest from 0000 UTC on the 5th to 2359 UTC on the 6th. Using SSB on the 1.8 to 28 megs contest band, the exchange is RS plus TX power. US stations will also send their state and Canadians their province. Also on the 5th and 6th is the RSGB 144432 megs contest, which is a VHF championship event. Action commences at 1400 UTC on Saturday and ends at 1000 UTC on Sunday. All modes can be used on 144 and 432 megs bands, and the exchange is RST, serial number and locator. Next Sunday, the YL France team and DARC's YL groups are organising an international YL activity day in advance of International Women's Day, which is on the 8th. Activity is from 0700 UTC to 1100 on 40 metres and 80 metres using SSB and CW. Scoring is heavily weighted towards YL's working YL's OM to OM contacts score nil. Details are online tinyurl.com/YL-comp-2016. Finally, the first UK Microwave Group Low Band Contest takes place 1000 UTC to 1600 next Sunday, using all modes on the 1.3 to 3.4 gigs bands, the exchange's RST, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G4BAO and G3YLA. This week didn't bring the better HF conditions that we talked about in last week's GB2RS. This was due to a declining solar flux index and generally active geomagnetic conditions. The SFI declined to 88 by Thursday because of a lack of sunspots, although NOAA had predicted around 100 to 110. The K index also fluctuated between 1 and 3 due to ongoing solar coronal holes, although there were no major geomagnetic events. Together, this brought reasonable propagation during the ARRL DXCW contest, with many of the eastern and midwestern states being workable up to 21 megs, but 10-metre openings were a little lacklustre. We now have one solitary sunspot group on the solar surface, and it's a small one at that. So next week the SFI should start with a lowly 85, but is predicted to finish the week at more like a more promising 115, according to the US Air Force. The geomagnetic K index may continue to remain reasonably unsettled due to coronal holes. The 1st, 3rd and 6th of March may potentially be worse, with a predicted K index of 4. We're now entering a period where the north-south paths are potentially much better on HF, but east-west paths may suffer, especially on the high bands. VHF and up, it's thin pickings again for VHF and UHF tropo this week. There'll be some weak ridging at first and again from midweek, but these cold air winter highs or ridges are not necessarily great at producing good lift conditions. Ideally, we knew it need a good flow of cloudy, moist air from the Azores or Biscay, but alas, not this week. Other potential sources of higher frequency action may come from isolated wintry showers around the coasts, which can make good sources of scatter mode propagation on the gigahertz band. This week will favour the North Sea for scatter points. Last Wednesday's cluster report saw a short 50 meg sporadic E opening from the southwest down to Spain and Portugal, so remember to check the lower bands around lunchtime for these rare surprises. The seasonal low random meteor scatter meteor rates continue, and with no major showers, early morning continues to be the best time of day for random meteor scatter operation. The moon heads towards its lowest declination on Friday, and the short low elevation window added to high losses mean not much time for QSOs, but it's a good week to check out your EME systems. This time of year, the sun is reaching up to 30 degrees elevation at noon, so you can again use your sun for cold sky noise measurements to check your system sensitivities on the higher band. That's it for this week from the propagation team, and that's all from me also until next week. This file was originally used for reporting local news, but I don't do that anymore. You can find local news on the RSGB's own website. I do reserve this space, though, possibly for use for extra files as and when needed.